Okay, today Be'ezus Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Bava Kamma, and we are up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Shor she'yirodeh v'achar shor acher. If one ox was chasing another ox, v'huzak, and the one that it injured it, meaning we don't know that it injured it, we just know that it was found to be injured. So we see that ox A is chasing ox B. Next thing we know, ox B is hurt. So zeh omer shor chahizik, the guy who owns ox B says, obviously your ox damaged my ox. The guy who owns ox A says, I don't know, we didn't see that happen. For all I know, your ox tripped. You want to get paid from the owner of ox A, you got to prove that that ox A, in fact, is the one that caused the damage. If there were two oxen owned by two different people that were both chasing a third ox that was owned by a third party, so and then we find that we know that one of these oxen did damage to the third ox, so Zeh Omer Shor Chahizik, the owner of ox A says ox B did the damage. Zeh Omer Shor Chahizik, the owner of ox B says ox A did the damage. Shnei Peturim, neither of them are going to have to pay because you're not going to be able to until you can prove which one did it. But if both ox A and ox B were owned by the same person, then Shneim Chayav, then they're certainly Chayav to pay, meaning the guy who owns the ox A and ox B, that's the only possible, meaning it's not about the ox, it's about the owner of the oxen, so we know exactly who has to pay for this, and therefore he has to pay. Haya echad gadol ve'echad katan. If there was a big ox that would that's worth a lot of money, and therefore the chati nezek would be covered by its value, ve'echad katan, and there was another ox that was small, where the chati nezek would not be covered by the value of the small ox, because the halacha is that a tam is meshali migufo, that if a shor tam damages, it's never going to have to pay more than the value of the mazik itself, of the shara mazik itself. So you have one is gadol, one is katan. Hanizik amar gadol hizik. So the nizik says, oh, it's the larger ox that did damage to my ox, and therefore I can collect. Vamazik amar lo ki el katan hizik. And the mazik says, no, it's the smaller ox that did damage, and therefore you can't really collect everything you're entitled to, because you can only collect up until the value of my smaller ox. Echot ham vechot mur. If you have a case of one ox is a tam and one ox is a muad. Hanizik omer muad hizik. The nizik says, you owe me nezik shalim because it was your shor muad that did the damage. Vamazik omer lo kiel tam hizik. And the mazik says, no, I only owe you chatzi nezik because it was my shor tam that did the damage. Hamotz mechaver olav haraya. So again, in all these cases, these are cases of suffek, and therefore you cannot get paid until you can prove exactly what happened. Now the mission brings two other cases of where we're not sure exactly what happened. Hayuani zokin shnayim. Let's say the oxen that got damaged were two, meaning it wasn't one ox that got damaged, two oxen got damaged. Echad gadol ve'echad katan. One of them was big, one of them was small. Ve'hamazikim shnayim. And the attacking oxen were also two. So two oxen attacked two oxen. A big and a small attacked a big and a small. Echad gadol ve'echad katan. So hanizik omer, the nizik says, gadol hizik es gadol, katan es hakatan. There must be the big ox attacked my big ox, and your small ox attacked my small ox, and therefore there's enough to cover the chatzi nezek megufo by me collecting from the guf of these two mazik oxen. But umazik omer, the mazik says loki elakatan es hagadol v'gadol es hakatan. No, it was my small ox that attacked your big ox, and therefore my small ox does not cover the chatzi nezek megufo because it's not worth enough to cover the chatzi nezek, and it was my big ox that attacked your small ox, and from there you can collect the chatzi nezek. Echad tam vechad mur. Or you have two oxen, one of them is a tam, one of them is a mur, and nizik omer mur hizik es gadol v'tam es hakatan. And the nizik says, oh yeah, your shor mur must have been the one that damaged my large ox, so you got to pay me nezek shalim of the large ox, and your shor tam is one that damaged my small ox, and therefore you only have to pay me chatzi nezek of my small ox. Meaning, I have two oxen that got damaged. One of them is worth $1,000, the other one's worth $200. So I claim that your shor muad damaged my $1,000 ox, so you owe me the full $1,000. Your shor tam damaged my $200 ox, so you owe me $100 for that. That's chatzi nezek. V'amazik omer, and the mazik says back to me, loki. No, my short time damaged your big ox, so I only owe you $500 of the $1,000, and my sharmua damaged your small ox, so I owe you the full $200 of that, so I'm only going to have to pay you a grand total of $700, as opposed to your claim that I owe you a grand total of $1,100. So amotzi mechavero, alav haraya. So in that case, we say, amotzi mechavero, alav haraya. Now we move on to the fourth parak of Maseches Baba Kama, parak Shor Shenagach. So the Mishnah Aleph. So Shor Shenagach Arba V'Chamisha Shvarim Zeh Achar Zeh. If you have one ox that gores four or five different oxen, one right after the other, and somehow it stayed a tam. Now normally that wouldn't be. If it gores three times, it becomes a tam. But the Bar Tanur writes that to Bekulam Hayatam the Mishtali Megufo. That in all of them it remained a tam because the presumption is, how did it remain a tam? Because in order for the shor to become a muad, you need to give warning to the owner, and you need to say, well, you got to keep a closer eye on your ox because it's been causing damage. So they never warned this owner. So yishalim la'achron shabehem, you pay for the chatzi nezek to the last of the oxen that are damaged, and the other ones don't get anything. So the Gemara explains that there's a lot more detail that's missing over here. Meaning the point is that the four or five different owners of oxen that got damaged, wants to grab and hold on to the ox that did the damage to get payment. So what happened over here is they did so. They each wanted to take it. So once meaning what happened was, I'm sorry, I got it wrong. Here's how it went: that the animal damaged ox number one. The owner of ox number one grabbed the mazik. That mazik then went out and damaged ox number two, and then the owner of ox number two grabbed the mazik. Then it went out and damaged ox number three, v'chule. So that's what happened. So so in that case, the last one is the one that gets the chatzi nezek, v'im yesh bo moser, and if the whatever you owe, whatever you owe from that ox is more than enough to pay the last guy, so yachzi l'shalafanav, then you give whatever extra money is left over to pay the second to last guy, v'im yesh bo moser, and if you still have left over from that, yachzi l'shalafanav, you go back to the third to last guy, the achron achron iskar, and no matter how many how much money each one is owed, the last one is the one that really gets the most benefit because he's the only one that doesn't have to pay anybody else. Divra Meir, that's the shita of Rabbi Meir. So yesh bo moser means that if the amount that you owe the second to last guy is more than the amount you owed to the last guy, so then the last guy gives that difference to the guy that came before him. So if everyone owes 100 zuz to the one that came, everyone owes 100 zuz to the one that came after him, except for the second to last one who only owes 50 zuz to the very last one. So the last one keeps 50 for himself, and he gives the other 50 to the second to last. So that's how it works out. So we said v'achron achron iskar divrei Meir. Now Rabbi Shimon says shor shav masayim shnog shor shav masayim. If a shor that was 200 zuz gored another ox that was 200 zuz, ve'ein an avelu yafaklum, and the avelu is worth nothing, so the victim is worth zero. Zenot almana, the owner of the victim takes 100 zuz, which is chatzi nezek. Vizenot almana, the owner of the aggressor gets 100 zuz. Chazav nag shor achar shav masayim. If it then goes, that aggressor goes and gores another ox that's worth 200 zuz, and again the victim is worth nothing. Ha'achron otamana, the second victim now gets 100 zuz for his chatzi nezek, so he gets half of his 100 zuz from the first owner of the first ox that was victimized, because it's that owner is now a half owner of this damaging ox. Meaning once he got paid his chatzi nezek from Megufo, he owns half of this ox. Vishalafanov, and the ones that came before it, Zenot al Chamishim Zuz, Vizenot al Chamishim Zuz. The first one gets 50 Zuz, and the owner gets 50 Zuz. Chazav Nagach Shar Achar Shav Masayim, if it then gores another ox worth 200 Zuz, Hachronot al Mana, the last one, the last victim, gets chatzi nezek, so gets 100 Zuz. Vishalafanov Chamishim Zuz, the second to last victim gets 50 Zuz, and Vishnayim Harishonim dinar zav, and the first two each get 25 zuz, because again it's a partnership of ownership that they get when the nizik collects the money. So let's review what we learned today. So in the last mishnah of the third parak, we said that if a shor was chasing after, we had a whole bunch of cases of a suffek where you don't know what exactly happened, and therefore who owes exactly what. So we said in all those cases it's hamotzi mechaver lavrai, you can't get paid until you can prove it. What were those cases? Shor was chasing after another shor, and we just see at the end that that the shor was damaged, but we didn't see that this shor did the damage. So we saw two oxen owned by two different people chasing after one ox, and we saw that one of them did the damage. We don't know which one. So again, each one is saying it's the other guy's shor. So unless they're both of the aggressors are owned by the same person, then he'd be chayiv. We said there was a large ox and a small ox that damaged, and one of them did the damage. The nizik claims it was the large ox, the mazik claims it was the small ox, and therefore the max I could pay you is half the value of the small ox. Or there was a tam and a muad, and we don't know which one did the damage, and the mazik said, oh, it was only the tam, and therefore the most I owe you is just half damages. So in both of those cases, I'm also mechaver lavaraya. If it was two chasing two, large and a small chasing a large and a small, so the Mazik says, yeah, it was my large one that damaged your small one, so I'll pay Nezik Shalim for the small one, but it was my small one that damaged your... I'll pay Chazi Nezik for the small one, but it was my small one that damaged your large one, so you're not going to have Chazi Nezik Migufo. Or you have a Tamuad situation, where I claim that my Tam damaged your larger one, and my Muad damaged your smaller one, and not the other way around. Again, in all of those cases, Hamotzi Mechaver Lav Haraya. And then, in... Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you have an ox that gores four or five other oxen, one after the other, and never became a muad, so the owner pays chatzi nezek to the last of the victims, and the others don't get anything. But that's only where each one grabbed the ox that gored it in order to make sure that he would get paid. So once he has the ox that gored it, he has to pay for any damage that it's going to do afterwards. So once the ox gored the first time, so the victim takes that ox. Now, of course, the second time, it's the first victim that has to pay the chatzi nezek. So the second victim then takes the ox. But now, when it gores the third time, it's the second victim that has to pay the chatzi nezek. Then the third victim grabs the ox and keeps on going like that. So if the chatzi nezek is the same, it's always 100 zuz, then the owner owes 100 zuz to the first victim. The first victim owes 100 zuz to the second victim. The second victim owes 100 zuz to the fourth, to the third victim, v'chule. And therefore, it always goes to the last one. But if whatever is owed to the second class victim is more than what the second class victim owes to the last victim, meaning let's say the second class victim owes 100 zuz to the very last victim because the last victim's ox was only worth 200 zuz, but the second class victim's ox was worth 300 zuz, so yachshu l'shalavanav, whatever leftovers goes to that guy, and if there's extra, it goes keeps on going backwards. That's Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. And then we said Rabbi Shimon holds that if a 200 zuz ox gores a 200 zuz ox and the victim is worthless, so the victim takes 100 zuz and the owner gets 100 zuz. If it then went, so they're now considered co-owners of this ox. If it then went and gored another 200 zuz ox, rendering it worthless, so then the last victim gets 100 zuz and the other two get 50 each. If it then went and gored another one, so then the last victim gets 100 zuz, second last victim gets 50 zuz, and the original two guys, the first aggressor and victim, get 25 each. So that's the way the Mishnah had said. So by the time next time, we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis.